Question 4. To help you all gain a better understanding of the concept of carrying capacity, let's consider a great example in the wolf population of the Bighorn Forest for wolves. 20 years ago, the rabbit population in the Bighorn Forest was massive, whereas by comparison, the wolf population was very low, as they were just moving back into the forest. This meant the wolves had not yet reached the carrying capacity of the forest, with such a readily available source of food. Obviously, rabbits became the primary source of food for the wolves, and hence, the rabbit population began to fall. After 10 years, the wolf population hit its highest point, and the rabbit population was at an all-time low. Then, the wolf population began to drop because it had, basically breached the carrying capacity of the forest. With it harder to get food, wolves either left the area or, starved. Over the next 5 years, the rabbit population began to make a comeback. Not only had some wolves left or died, but the lack of rabbits enabled plants to grow more vigorously, providing the rabbits with a huge source of food, and thus increasing the carrying capacity of the forest for rabbits. So, from this, I hope you can see how populations within an environment will inevitably rise and fall according to this concept of carrying capacity. Question: write a report showing how the lecturer supports and demonstrates the key points made in the reading passage.